Hi, Big Fatty.
Oh, Vader.
Big Fatty, are you okay?
Oh, it's been a calamity of a day.
You're telling me.
I've tried to record this little show, and it's just turned to... I thought Labor Day was bad, but...
No. It is completely and totally ruined today. Now, Big Fatty, okay. Is there a skit?
The skit was the 20 minutes that we tried to record earlier. It was just you talking. Well, we were both talking, but only your voice was being recorded. Y'all, I said he should have just put it out just like that, because nobody listens to me anyway.
Okay, and once again, here's Bette Midler.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday the somethingth, the 8th of September, 2020, in the holy year of Ms. Dolly Credential of Patriot Park. And I'm your host, one of the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's got to click it.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Larry H. Vader, how's everybody doing? Today, I've got, for the second time, I've got with me the fat person.
Now, did you play the new music?
We are playing new.
Y'all,
old
I heard
music.
It the first time because I can't. Oh, you played the old music.
Well, the second, like, the LSCV2 music. Yes.
Okay. See, y'all, I heard it the first time, but now I can't hear. I can't hear the sound effects. You know, this is kind of like pulling the curtain back, and nobody wants Big Fatty to pull the curtain back.
That is very true. The
especially
beef curtain
not a meat,
stay,
meat curtain. Mm-hmm, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
Should definitely stay closed. Yeah,
speaking of the meat curtains, I want to send out congratulations to Nessa for a new puppy. And send
that
out
was on my list.
Thoughts and prayers to Miss Lauren. Sunday would have been her wedding day, but COVID came along. However, there was going to be thunderstorms and terrible weather for her outdoor wedding, which would have been on Sunday. So it's really just a blessing, and she could live another year in marital bliss without the pesky nuptials.
Could you imagine me as the minister having to like rush inside with the Book of Bacon, which, you know, very ironic that I was using the Book of Bacon to marry them.
The closest you've come to rush is a bottle of popper.
Ooh, that's even been a while. I have to think about that. So what a week, Big Fatty.
It takes two trips, right?
Right, right. So we recorded last week's little show. It came out on Tuesday. Everything went just fine.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday morning, I walked into the coal mine and plugged the old laptop in. And it made a terrible noise. And it's dead.
Oh.
Now, the very short story is...
Computer?
It's a little bit older than how long I've been using it, because it sat in a box for a long time. But, but yeah, I've been using it about 6 weeks.
Okay, so it's under the Apple Snack Care program.
Well, it is. It is, and it technically is a coal mine computer, so it has the business care with it. So very long story
short, care of the cave.
Right, right. And it's cave care. And they were going to overnight something to me so I could end with a label to overnight it to Apple, because of course the local Apple snack store is still closed because of the COVID. Yeah, I know. And it makes absolutely no sense that everything else is open and they're not. But, that would have been fine, because I could have just walked in and thrown it at them and said, it does not work. And while I know they would not have that model in stock because it's custom ordered, they would have started the process. They would have verified that it was hardware and just gotten a new one ordered.
You said Vader, give it to us. We'll send you a new one.
Right, because we don't want to deal with you. Right. You know, Tim because Cook you has you listed
in,
as...
You would have walked in with an orange hat on. Would you have had an orange hat on, or would you have walked in and said, I'd like to speak to your manager?
Right. Well, so the first time I tried chatting on my phone with Karen, Tamala, to get that situated. Yes. Okay. But anyway, that didn't work. The second time it didn't work. Then I called and spoke with Patrick. Yes. And Patrick said, ooh, that's a fancy computer. And I was like, well, it should be for $4,500. So what are you going to do? Like, how are we going to get this fixed? And he said, well, I'm sorry you're frustrated, but, you know, these things take time. And I said, well, according to my service contract, it does not take time. That's the point of having the priority service. And so he said, well, overnight you a box.
I didn't know that it was priority service.
Well, yeah, so we since we have 8 Apple Snack computers now, we qualify for, well, we have to pay for it, but it's like a business service, like, uh-huh, thing that, like, just expedites everything.
Right.
It's not very expensive.
Okay.
But, you know, things break. And
it's kind of like a fast pass. It moves you to the front of the line.
Right, right. And guarantees 24-hour turnaround. And so, and since it wasn't necessary for years because computers were modular and, you know, most of it could be fixed right there in the store. But now they're all sealed up and super compact. And so they have to be sent somewhere to be repaired. Mm-hmm. And so, whatever. But FedEx, you know, they shipped the box out on Wednesday. It was supposed to be there Thursday. It never got delivered.
Apple Snack sent it via FedEx. Okay.
Yeah. Should have been delivered Thursday. Never got it. On Friday, I got a call from Barbara at FedEx.
How is Barbara? Has she been to the Boulevard lately?
Trust me, Barbara lives on the Boulevard. And,
Well, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but last time you were at Barbara Boulevard, you were looking at the mattress sales, and, you know, that's a big thing over Labor Day.
It's a big thing on Labor Day. It's true. It's true. We need to talk about that, about the Labor Day sales, because I have some business to talk about.
Okay.
But anyway, so FedEx claimed the coal mine address didn't exist and sent Barbara a photo, the driver did, of an empty lot. Now, I don't know where this photo came from, but it was nowhere in nowhere in that part of Charleston where the coal mine is. One, because there are no empty lots.
Right.
And two, there are no trees. So it was obviously the driver just forgot to deliver it. So I finally got it Saturday by going to FedEx myself and picked it up, went to the coal mine, got the computer, put it in the box, drove it back, and they closed an hour early.
Oh, of course they did.
And so I got back in the car and I called 1-800-FEDEX and I said unacceptable until they came and opened the door for me to come in and drop off the package.
Good.
And she said, well, I was like, it says they close at 4:30. And she's like, they do. They're still open. I was like, the doors are locked. And I was like, And she said, well, there's a Dropbox. And I said, I'm not putting a $4,500 computer in a Dropbox. So, like, whatever. So, dropped it off. And it should be, see, Apple, of course, will be closed on Labor Day. So, it was closed on Labor Day. So,
of course.
Like, I don't even know. But we have a bunch of coal mine stuff coming up. But much more importantly, there are podcasts to record.
Oh.
And this machine that I am working off of,
Is the kitty in the spinning wheel to keep it running? Okay.
Well, the fan blowing on it to keep it from overheating.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It is so hot you couldn't keep your hand on it right now.
Oh. Okay.
So anyway, that's what I mean. You know, I try to live my life in a way that I understand it's all how you approach it, right?
Mm. Right.
Life is all about your mindset. But my Lord, that was the most complicated
thing. It sounds like you were having a Dr. Stone moment where things were just so backwards that you did a reverse cowgirl there on the toilet or something.
Ooh, well, you know, I probably did at some point and had to dig out a 5-year-old base model laptop and try to reinstall software on it. And then, you know, and it's throwing errors left and right because it's just not capable. But, yeah.
You think it's recording this up?
Probably not.
Okay, great.
So, but...
It's a great show if you're not hearing me.
Or me. But, what was I going to say? Big Fatty, Labor Day. You know, you mentioned it briefly. Now, I know that you know, you're not doing the bars and the Dudley Do-Rights, may she rest in peace.
Right.
Do you have any other...
Dudley Do-Rights is not dead.
Well, it's
Did you hear that there's a new bar?
No.
And in the it's not open yet, I don't think. I think it's opening this month in Ladson.
I've spent far too much time there at the doctor lately, but yes.
Right. But it's off of 78. It's called the Beehive or the Hive or something like that.
Ooh. We'll not go there, but...
We'll not be going there either. So
yeah. You said Highway 78, which, I mean, technically, the main road that I live off of turns into Highway 78 about 5 or 6 miles up.
Right.
Or merges with... It's not the same street, but you know, my surgeon is off of Highway 78. Virgil is, and so he's off of 78 up there. So myself and Big Mama have spent far too much time.
Maybe he's opening the Hive. I don't know.
You know what? I don't think so. He is always in a poopy mood. But
so are most people that go to Dudley Do-Rights.
That's true. Yeah, but, you know, Labor Day weekend, mattress sale, white sale, car sales. Right. Did you partake in any of the big holiday hoot nanny sales?
Well, I did.
Is this breaking news?
No, I don't. Well, no, I don't think so. But you can play it anyway.
I could, except that it appears that the breaking news sound did not come over... Much like the regular intro didn't, so that's why you heard the LSCV2 intro. I had to pull it from a backup, because I didn't want to mess with the main backup. So
it sounds like there definitely was a reverse cowgirl then.
Yeah, so. there is absolutely no slide whistle. So
okay, the breaking news is that I had a Kohl's coupon, 30% off.
So almost back to regular price that you could buy that stuff anywhere else.
Right, but I got me a new bedspread. I've decided I have a bedspread, hoarding problem. But
I do not have that problem.
Okay, and I ordered me 2 new tablecloths.
Ooh.
And they've all arrived, and one of them is the Gay Crema tablecloth. It's got the Mr. Pumpkin and Kitty Cat and everything, and the witch.
Oh,
got the witch on it. Uh-huh.
Oh, it's got the FC on it. Perfect. Uh-huh. Perfect.
Right.
Wow.
So I did not. Now I think Dr. Stone. He was asking everyone which sales they would be going to. I believe he was going into intimates. Not the donuts, but you know, frilly things, frilly underpants and things like that.
Well, let me tell you what I did. It's kind of breaking news without a slide whistle. Well, I got, after I was done with the FedEx, I got in the jalopy, and I went over to the Ford dealership, the one that you're very familiar with, where I believe you bought the old Ruby Red.
Just out of curiosity, have you driven a Ford lately?
Well, yes, actually I have.
Okay, well, let's hear about it.
Well, yeah, I said hi, and they said, is this what I think it is?
I don't know.
Apparently, it's nothing because it's breaking news. For the LSCV2, it was labeled as comedy whistle.
Oh,
yes.
Just breaking news. Okay.
Yeah, breaking news. So I went over to the Jones Ford and I said, uh-huh. "My name's Larry. I'm not buying anything.
Welcome, Mr. Vader.
Yep.
And, did you say I am good friends with Big Fatty?
I did not. I wanted to make sure I got a good deal. And
okay, there you go.
Yeah, and I said, I saw on your website that you have this jalopy that's a 2018. And he said, well, but is it your car about that new? And I said, well, if you, no. But I said, I am looking to possibly buy a mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to change my automobile. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the peak of what I know my car is worth, what the current jalopy is worth. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know how much you'll give me for it. I would like to look at that F-150. And I said,
now, wait a minute.
I also know
wait
how
minute.
Much
Does
it's worth.
Mean, wait a minute. Does this you. Mean you can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
Okay, well, I'm talking.
I still
can't. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm right here.
Hold on.
Maybe. Okay, I'm holding on. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Poor Big Fatty.
This is the most ruined show
poor Big
that you
Fatty.
Will ever hear.
Oh.
There you are. My AirPod is just disconnected from the computer.
Okay, well, so the recording probably has me going, poor Big Fatty, poor Big Fatty.
Oh, yeah, okay. Probably.
Well, anyway. All right, now wait a minute. Now, before you go any further,
yeah,
you said F-150.
Yes,
that's
full size. I have to unpick.
This tells me that you went by American Eagle and got you some plaid shirts, also, because clearly you're turning into a lesbian.
Well, I thought you were going to say Archer, and I was about to say, I'm not really sure how that works.
Well,
but
Archer
yeah, no,
but
okay. I didn't.
Now, before you go any further.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have a mobile home?
Yes. But it was really a piece of shit and falling apart.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm
in the...
But
that didn't teach you any lesson.
Well, it did, and that is that I don't want any... I don't want a second engine to maintain or anything complicated, and so...
Because that was a... Well, that was a mobile mansion.
Right.
It was self-contained. Okay,
right,
so
right.
Drive route and having you're buying a tow monster.
No, just the opposite. So what I learned was I want something small, petite, if you will, to tow behind my lesbian automobile. And so I've been looking, and you know, I found some things that are very much in my budget and that are. Like, the payment for the truck and for the, if I finance the mobile trailer.
The wagon.
The little red wagon.
Little covered wagon.
Will cost me less than I was paying in rent and storage for the mobile mansion.
Oh!
So I'm not too worried about the financial, you know, side of it.
Well, right.
In that regard. But, I mean, I am, but whatever. So I didn't know if I could drive one of those big trucks. I mean, I can, but I didn't know if I would want to.
Did you have to take your cushion out of the raccoon
mobile? Yeah, no. And so the short story is, I believe I was correct. And assuming that I didn't really want to drive a giant truck. So that really left me in a pickle, if you will.
Was it bread and butter or was it dill?
It was sweet. Yeah, it was bread and butter.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It really left me in a pickle. So I said, okay, well, I mean, it's very comfortable. It was very
mm-hmm.
nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 8 feet longer than my car.
Oh.
That didn't really go so well. But it's good to know. Like, that's why I went.
Right.
And the guy said, what's it going to take for you to buy this? And I was like, I don't want it anymore. Thank you very much. And he was like, oh, you should look at a Ruby Red. And I said, no.
Big Freddy has that.
Right. So Big Fatty, you know what we have We have just nattered. We've nattered about nothing. Oh, this isn't going to be any good because you're not going to be able to hear them. But we have voice letters.
Oh, we do.
And we have the LFC V2 hamming it up music that we sang. So,
I don't recall any of this.
Me either. It was all like opening a little treasure chest of memory lane thing. So here, I'm going to play the music.
Okay, play it. Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
That was not the music that I meant to play. This is a professional recording.
Well, it's almost as good as Mix Minus.
Okay, well, let me try again.
Okay. One more time. Here we go.
Ham it up with Big Fatty. He's big and fat. Oh, yes, he is. He's Big Fatty. He is Big Fatty.
I don't know when Skull Baby and you got together to... Uh-oh, second verse.
It's 206-339-6-FAT. Yes,
don't call that number. Don't call that number.
That you call to hang it up with Big Fatty, and it is 206-339-6-FAT. Yes, it's Big Fatty, so hang it up with Big Fatty. Oh, yes, you can. You can hang it up.
The longest music ever. Okay, I think it's over. That was a very long intro.
Wish I could have heard it.
I'll send you the file when we're done. So we got two voicemails this week.
Oh my lord.
Now have you already listened to these?
No.
Okay, well I'm gonna play Chris. I think this one is from Chris in Tennessee, or Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey in Tennessee. So I am going to play his first.
Okay.
It's Wednesday, the 2nd of September, and look outside. Can you believe the sun is just brighter than ever? It's so lovely and golden yellow. And the crows, even the crows are chirping with a beautiful little song, and the magpies are twittering away as they peck the school children's heads, and the fishies in my pond, look at them swim. They're swimming with such joy and abandon. Oh, don't you just love winter in Brisbane? I don't know. Why does the world just seem so amazing lately?
Why does it seem so amazing?
Oh,
that's a good
P.S.
question.
I'm in love.
Oh, that's right. You have a 19-year-old boyfriend. Yeah. Oh,
so dreamy.
Is he still talking?
He's still talking. Oh, yes, we are fat. Well, thank you, Scotty. Now, that wasn't at all what I expected. So he sent the voice letter over. And, you know, you can send those to meh@thelfc.online.
Right. M-E-H.
Mm-hmm. And how else would you spell meh? The e-letter said, hope it's not too obvious I'm recording this on the Turlet. Did you not get this?
I probably did.
Oh. And so I was expecting something...
I did get something that said that.
Yeah, and so I was expecting something very different, but it was basically just Scotty being excited that the magpies were pecking the school children on the head and that it's a beautiful day and that he's in love. I don't really have anything to say to people who are in love.
I have a question for Scotty. Scotty, have you ever met the new boyfriend in person?
That's probably why he likes him so much.
Because I think the boyfriend lives in India or something.
He does. I believe Scotty shared a photo or something. He was a cutie patootie. Maybe it was in the chat room on the Mix Minus.
He either lives in India or Panmunjom, North Korea.
It could be. Actually, Yeah, he's Kim Jong-un's grandson.
Oh, well, yeah. He'll be dead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, well, Scotty, thanks for calling. I'm sorry Big Fatty couldn't hear it.
Call back, Scotty.
Yeah. Now, and to, you know, spoiler alert, I'm guessing we won't have a working computer for next week's little show either. So I might have to do it from the coal mine or something.
It's not like that has never happened before.
Right. I don't have a computer there either, but I will have set up an old one by if I'm not going to have a computer back. So we got another voicemail. I've already spoiled it, but it's Chris from Tennessee in New Jersey in Tennessee. Now, Big Fatty, have you listened to this yet?
Well, I got something from him, but I didn't notice if it came into me or came into meh.
It came into meh. You're on it. So you're on it. You are a technology genius.
Well, I'll probably play these on my show and say, this sounds like I've already played this before. Right. But
so let's hear what Chris has to say.
Okay.
Okay, this is Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and I have a call for the corrections department.
Oh, corrections.
Fatty, last week you said that Conway Twitty was still alive. He is, in fact, very, very, very dead. He's been dead since 1993.
Okay, so, Chris, thank you for correcting Big Fatty. Conway Twitty is, in fact, dead and has been for almost 30 years, but that is not breaking news because I believe Miss Nessa corrected you on the Twitty first. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's keep listening.
Well, he couldn't be bothered to be the first one.
Congratulations, Big Fatty. You have reclaimed your title as the co-host of the LFC who is most quickly going downtown. So to recap, you're fat. Meh.
Okay, so thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. I do love Chris. Yep, Big Fatty has always been going downtown. And, you know, it's sad because you would really think that the ancient one on this show, the one who is much older than me, the one who had already graduated college by the time I was born, and I can say all this because he's not at his microphone. He's walked away from the computer, so he can't comment. He can hear it, though.
I hear every word you're saying.
But, yes, Big Fatty has long since gone downtown. Of course, on this show,
the Central Business District now.
Yeah, on this show, like, which one of us has gone downtown fastest? Debatable.
Well, I'm already there. We're just watching you go downtown.
Right. And also, we are fat, Chris, so thank you so much.
Like he isn't.
Right. So, but thanks for the calls. I feel like maybe at some point we will have a computer that works so we can play them. I should have just come over to the villa with the microphone and we could have sat around, but we didn't. So,
right.
Yeah. So Big Fatty, we've been at this for a while. Now I have to say, there is no this, that, or the other this week because that music is,
that ship has sailed.
Right, that music is somewhere in a backup that I have not pulled yet.
Right.
But did you want to do, you know what? We really don't have time, but I feel like we should do this. Maybe a little phobias?
Oh.
Gosh! School baby one?
Yes, school baby two?
It's time for Larry's favorite phobias!
Gosh!
First of all, that intro is terrible. Secondly, I'm sorry about the music cutting out. The computer just can't do it. It cannot do it.
Well, it couldn't be bothered to do it. In fact, why don't you just call that computer Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee?
Okay. So I'm going to give Big Fatty the name of a phobia that I feel is appropriate to him, and he's going to tell me what he thinks it means. Actually, he's always going to be right. All right. Uh-oh. Where'd it go? No. I had it. It was a good one. So the first one is ataphobia. A-T-E phobia.
Ate phobia. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is the fear of seeing what you've eaten later. So it's kind of the vomit phobia. Ah.
I mean, you're close. You are, because it's the fear of ruin.
ruin.
And so I know
that is the title of this episode.
It would be if I remembered it when it gets posted, but I probably won't. Okay. So the next one is it's something that I believe your father had. Oh no, it's too obvious. Oh, the music's gone.
Okay, great.
So this one is well, you probably have this, but they're all obvious. Okay. But I know you have this one, and that's Cynophobia, C-Y-N-O.
Cynophobia. Well, you know, Cyno is Cynographics, you know, and the Cynogenesis and the Cynophobia is the fear of all of those Cynos.
Close. It's the fear of rabies.
Exactly.
And poppydogmuses to an extent.
Okay.
Okay, now this one...
Right.
Yeah, this one is the last one.
All right, last one.
This one you do not suffer from because you have gotten over it. It is gerontophobia.
Geronto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not Geronimo.
It's Geronto.
Well, I think that this goes into the field of geriatrics. Mm. So I believe it is the fear of going to a podiatrist as an old person.
Kind of. It's the fear of old people or growing old. Those are some of Larry's favorite phobias, everyone.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, we don't play that enough. We really don't.
Well, right.
Yeah, wow. So you know what? I'm just going to call it.
Call it. You're gonna call.
That. Thank God for the countdown.
Yes.
I keep saying this shit, Sammy, is gonna get better every week, and every week.
But it is getting better in eight phobia terms.
Right. It's true. So I would say. I would say it's going to be better next week, but it's not.
Okay.
I'm not even going to pretend. So.
Right. It's like going to a NASCAR race. You don't go to see who wins, you go to see the wrecks.
It's true.
Right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Congratulations to Nessa on the puppy dog. Miss La 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 Lauren, you know I love you to pieces, and when you get married, it's going to be fabulous. Yeah, and Big Fatty, you're old.
Well, and you have, and people that listen to this show have ape phobia.